can welcome in family and friends to this blessed segment we are thankful to call on this Soulful Sunday, Power Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. Welcome in, family and friends, to this Soulful Sunday we're thankful to call Power Hour. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. Today, we will speak about the consistency in change. The consistency in change. And allow us to start off with a quote which reads, "Time is on your side. There is nothing to rush. Everything is unfolding in divine order. Trust in the events taking place in your life right now." End of quote. People of Romo, we are so just undeniably blessed when it comes to our livelihood, our collective livelihood. I was conversing with a few people this previous week, and we were speaking of the power and inevitability that change invites. The inevitability that change invites. And you can't put this on race, on tradition, on age, on values, on morale. This is just something that happens. Change happens to good people. Change happens to not so good people. Change happens when you make the best decisions. Change happens when you make the not so best decisions. Change happens under your permission. Change happens without your permission. Change happens when you're ready for it. And change happens when you're most ill prepared. For this consonance change has. But what we came to the understanding of with all of this change and the inevitability of it is that we have a purpose within it, and that God will always remain the same through all of these changes. We think of that when we think of Isaiah 40, 40th chapter, 8th verse, one of my favorite scriptures, it reads, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God endures forever." When we accept that from within our hearts and accept that these old changes that we are experiencing, let us fret not. Whatever changes you're experiencing on the job, whatever changes you're experiencing in life, we may look at some things and say, wow, you were once so strong and mighty. You had so much power. You had so much greatness. You had so much par excellence. But now something has changed. Let us not invalidate the experiences associated with that particular thing, let us not denounce our purpose and our value. Rather, let's get to a point of thanksgiving, being able to give God the utmost praise for allowing us to experience such blessings, such opportunities, such moments and times where we can truly reflect on the goodness of God and really take this thing on day in and day out. Now, this is easier said than done because you'll say, well, Drenande, I'm dealing with so much. And how is God in this change if it doesn't feel like God? Well, let me tell you something. In our greatest forms of change, even biblically recorded, the greatest catastrophes, the greatest challenges from the catastrophic biblical aspect, they were all from the derivation of God. They were never from the devil. And when the devil decided to wreak havoc, the devil has always had to ask permission from divine, from God, from divinity. This is not the devil's world like we convinced ourselves into. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. It's just like going to a Chuck E. Cheese event, going to a Chuck E. Cheese place of play. And just because you're in Chuck E. Cheese doesn't mean you have to do everything that Chuck E. Cheese has to offer. And I believe we need to relate this to the world. Just because we're in this world doesn't mean we have to do everything. Someone was asking me, because I was helping out with a community event yesterday, and they said, oh, would you like some wine? Would you like some wine? I said, oh, no, thank you. And I kept it moving, and they said, thank you so much. You've definitely earned it. I said, thank you so much. And, of course, they didn't know that I didn't drink. And there's no other reason. It's because I just don't like the taste of it. I don't like what I have to go through to put it in me, and I hate what I have to go through to let it come out of me. So I don't drink alcohol. There is no battling with addiction, thank God. There is no health concerns, thank God. I just consciously choose not to drink of any kind, you know. And I've received people who drink wine, champagne, some bourbon, some whiskey, some vodka, some tequila, whatever your spirit is, by all means. But in my life, I've chosen that is a new change that I graciously accept because truthfully speaking, I never liked it. I knew it was the cool thing to do. So when someone asks me in a setting of people, I don't feel the need to explain myself like I used to. And I don't feel the need to conform. It's a part of the change that my life has had. And I want to relate that to whatever personal changes you're going through. Because not everyone's going to understand the changes you go through. And that sometimes is heartening because we want mama to get it. And if you're close like me to your grandma, you want your grandma to get it. If you're close with your siblings, like I am, you want your siblings to get it. But however, everything happens in divine timing. Every process happens in divine timing. May we get to a point where we provide our hearts with the greatest form of thanksgiving rather than fear. You have all the tools and the resources you need to accomplish your greatest blessings. I know that may sound like I've maybe said it before, and some may say one too many, but you do have the resources. Oh yeah, $1 million would be nice for you right now to have to add on to your vision. 10 million would be beautiful. 100 million would be bomb. Heck, even 150,000 to at least get the foundation officially laid out would be amazing. But that's not needed, especially if you don't have it. And so besides disservicing yourself, besides disservicing your value and thinking that you are incapable, you're unworthy, you don't have what it takes, release those thoughts and get to work. Believe in your vision. Believe in your purpose. There's a lot of community work done, and I'm so blessed that I'm stepping more and more into it. And I look forward to fellowshipping and growing with the leadership team of Romo and with the membership of Romo as we do community outreach. I went to an event actually this weekend, and thankfully, the community team, the Romo community outreach team, they helped put together an event. I mean, this event was phenomenal. I mean, the partners that we work with this community outreach event, they do the food side and we do the community organization side. And it works out so well. I love working with the team. I love working with our partners. I love that they receive us so warmly, that they're open to our eclectic approaches. Saying that to say this, I've received the most greatest compliments, and people weren't trying. They weren't meaning to. They, you know, for example, I was just conversing with someone and they looked at the table runner and they looked at it and said, "Oh my goodness, this is such a beautiful table runner. This is," and in their words, this is unexpectedly really nice. And again, there's those comments that really stick out to you that, again, you've heard things over and over again. And a lot of people, they've given me looks like, "Are you sure you didn't hire someone to come in here and do this?" And I'm like, "No, it was us." And it warmed my heart. It blessed me. But I could not have gotten to that point unless I changed my heart about what community outreach looked like, about what service looked like, about what leadership looked like. Meaning, once upon a time, I used to put a price on things. Oh, you got to pay for that kind of service. You got to pay for that kind of experience. You got to pay for that kind of decorum. You have to pay for that kind. But when I've released those perspectives and changed my thinking completely, I said, let me just be about community. Let me give this the best experience as though if I was paid my best billing to put this event together. And then I witnessed how God was showing me my value, how I was able to take what I learned in those moments of community into my heart of professionalism. The things that I would be so honed to charge someone for. And I definitely want to speak to my peers on this note, because we live in such a world filled with instant gratification. We live in a world where we say Cash App me and Venmo me and PayPal me and Apple Pay. We live in a world where everything is so instant when God is teaching us the importance of value and quality. And you can never appreciate value and quality if you're always in a rush. Trust me, this is speaking to me as much as it's speaking to you. Praise God. You need to get to a point where we accept what God has allowed and we move in a sense wherefore we're not looking for the biggest paycheck and the biggest payout as soon as possible. Oh, trust me, believers, the money's coming. Trust me, Romo, the success is coming. The wealth is coming. And you don't need to take from mine to get to yours. I don't need to take from yours to get to mine. I don't have to destroy you to get to my wealth. You don't have to destroy me to get to your wealth. You can waste your time trying to, but that's what will happen. A lot of time will be wasted. God is elevating us to a point where we learn that consistency, the power of consistent change, is in God's will. It's in God's will. We need to accept that moving forward. We need to believe that moving forward. This is our third Sunday of January. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to move forward? If you're tired of your job, how are you going to find a new one? How are you going to really get to your next level? Let's just stop fixing the same antiquated issues with the same antiquated answers. Let's think differently. Let's do differently. Let's build differently. Let's create differently. Let's connect differently. Let's network differently. Let's partner differently. Let's believe differently. Let's trust in God differently. Let's do the work that we've been called to differently. in order to reap divine results, in order to receive the designed, the discerned, and the ordained blessings your life has been orchestrated. I pray abundance over your life. I pray prosperity as you go into this week. I pray that the Holy Spirit and God's angels encamp around you with a warmth of love. Let no weapon formed against you prosper. Let you walk into full faith. Let you walk into full grace, full mercy, full anointing in everything you do. It doesn't matter who's watching, who's saying this, who's judging, who's there, who's not. God is by your side the entire time, and that's all you need, really. Everything else are just decorums. And I'm a witness. I love pretty things. God knows my heart. The Lord knows I love pretty things. But I know that God's purpose for my life is greater than any material desire or goal I can conjure up or I can manifest in this lifetime. I know me sticking next to God can take me greater places than my mind and my purest intentions ever could. I'm confident that my belief and my trust and my strength and my core values that come from the derivation of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in all that I do, and that it will speak volume greater than any volume of defense or representation I can utter out of my mouth. When we get to that point, Romo, we'll be able to witness God's glory and power. Wake up early and do the work. Go to sleep late doing the work. Believe, and I feel God moving. That's why I want to be thorough during this power hour. I want us to be thorough in our understanding of believing God is in the blessing business and in God is for you, that this world is operating and honoring on your behalf. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So trust in Him. Trust in the Lord, the God of peace, God of just, I assure you, if you never hear me again, if you never decide to tune in to Romo again, if something happens to me today, my prayer is that you trust in God, only God, because man will fail you. People will fail you. Loved ones, family, friends, a partner will fail you, but God will never fail. That doesn't mean that this is a request line. You go out there putting everything out and then God just, here you go, here you go, here you go. Oh, no, no, no. I don't want you to be mistaken or misguided. God does not work like a request line. If that were the case, salvation would be a bigger mainstream thing than it is. It may not happen your way. It may not happen when you want it. But I'm telling you, God is not going to fail you. Never. Not in this lifetime, or the next one, or the next one. Trust in God fully. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.